Police officers in Canton and Alliance have been cleared of wrongdoing in separate fatal shootings. The Stark County Grand Jury decided to not indict Canton officer Jacob Dryden last month. In June 2023, he shot 41-year-old Jeffrey Neff of Canton. Police said Neff had shot at Dryden during a foot chase. Dryden and another officer had been called to a 25th Street Southwest home about a disturbance. A no bill also was issued for Alliance Detective Robert Toussaint. In September 2023, he and other officers found 59-year-old George Appleby of Alliance holding his live-in girlfriend hostage at knife point inside their South Linden Avenue apartment. Toussaint shot him. The Ohio BCI investigated both incidents. Stark County's jobless rate is on the rise. June's unemployment was 5.2%, up from 4.8% the previous month. According to Ohio Job and Family Services, the figure was 3.7% in June 2023. Carroll County's unemployment was up to 5.3%, while Columbiana County's rose to 5.8%. In Mahoning County, the jobless figure increased to 6.1%. Portage County's jumped to 5.2%. Unemployment in Ohio rose to 4.4%. The day will start and end a little earlier for students in the West Branch School District. Superintendent Mickey Egley says the middle and high schools will start their day at 7:40 a.m. They will end at 2:50 p.m., while the Early Learning Center will begin at 9:05 and dismiss at 3:30. The district's busing schedule is based on when students need to be at the Mahoning County Career and Technical Center. The Career Center delayed its start and end times by 10 minutes. The change is effective at the start of the upcoming school year. A vacant house in East Liverpool is a total loss after flames swept through it Sunday night. Around 6:30, firefighters responded to an address on Avondale Street. Flames were seen coming through the front of the house. No one was hurt. A neighboring home suffered minor damage. Crews from Liverpool Township assisted at the scene. The cause is under investigation. We now know the names of the three people killed in a plane crash near the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport Friday. The Highway Patrol has identified the pilot as 54-year-old Jodat Kawam and his passengers as 45-year-old Martine Arsenault and 8-year-old Daphne Kawam. The trio was from Laval, Quebec, which is near Montreal. The plane had taken off from an airport in Plattsburgh, New York, about 2 hours earlier. Kawam reported a loss of power to the engine and attempted an emergency landing. The plane went down near a runway at the Youngstown Air Reserve Station. The investigation of the crash includes the patrol, Federal Aviation Administration, and National Transportation Safety Board. A preliminary report from the NTSB is expected in 30 days. A Mahoning County judge has handed down punishment to a Youngstown man convicted of 2 counts of rape. Common Pleas Judge John Durkin Monday sentenced 23-year-old Sergio Gonzalez to 10 years to life in prison. A jury found him guilty of the charges earlier this month. Gonzalez sexually assaulted an 11-year-old child from December 2017 to June 2018. He was originally indicted as a juvenile in 2022. Gonzalez didn't show up for his arraignment, and the case was turned over to adult court. He was arrested last month by Canfield police during a traffic stop. A Youngstown police officer will not face formal criminal charges for the fatal shooting of a man last October. The Mahoning County Grand Jury declined to indict the officer. Police were called to a Helena Avenue home about a reported break-in. 45-year-old Rico Acevedo said he was there with the homeowner's permission. Police said he gave officers a fake name and date of birth, and the homeowner said she didn't know him. An officer attempted to handcuff Acevedo, who ran into the house. He said he had a gun and refused repeated orders to drop it. Police said he pulled an object out of his waistband, and they believed it was a revolver. The officer shot Acevedo 3 times. He was shot again after pointing the item at the officer. Police discovered it was not a gun. The no bill followed an investigation by the Ohio BCI. An internal affairs investigation continues. Warren police say a man charged in a fatal shooting is behind bars. 19-year-old Kier Kaiser turned himself in Monday. He was booked at the Trumbull County Jail on charges of aggravated murder and aggravated robbery. Kaiser is accused in the April 19th slaying of 35-year-old Howard Dorsey. He was shot at a home on Lover's Lane Northwest. A woman inside called 911 and said she was awakened by gunshots and saw 2 men running away. Kaiser is scheduled for arraignment today in Warren Municipal Court. The Highway Patrol is investigating after a driver led them on a chase reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour early today. A trooper tried to pull over a car for speeding on Route 46 in Howland, but it sped away. The pursuit lasted for roughly 4 miles. The patrol says the vehicle crashed into a wooded area on Summerfield Lane, and the driver fled on foot. They remain at large. A search for the driver is ongoing. Auctions for Steward healthcare system locations in Ohio and Pennsylvania have been canceled. In documents filed Sunday in U.S. bankruptcy court in Texas, the organization says it has not received bids that constitute a qualified bid needed to hold an auction. Steward filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in May. Auctions were originally scheduled for June 27th and postponed before Sunday's filing. Steward's locations include Trumbull Regional Medical Center in Warren, Hillside Rehabilitation Hospital in Howland, and Sharon Regional Medical Center. It's evaluating options with consultants. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.